Kof Adar Rishon, Thursday the 24th of February, Rabbi Svi Wanderer, Baal Tashris.
Recently, observed a couple of students working on an art GCSE, and they were drawing some stunning pictures of food, cakes, donuts, and I walked past and I said, well, they look delicious. And they said, well, actually, they're 3 weeks old. We've been sitting there for the last 3 weeks and we've been drawing them. They weren't so delicious after all. And it occurred to me that, what is one allowed to use food in that fashion? To use it, you leave it on the table, you sketch it for days and days, and the food gets stale and ruined and then can't be used anymore. Is one allowed to use it for that purpose? A different child, someone asked me a while back, similar vein, but it's a different point. If one makes a Gregor for a child out of pasta, so you fill up an item, a plastic cup, and you close it up, you put pasta inside, and it's now Gregor. So one's using the pasta for a non-food use. Is that permitted, or is that in the realm of Baal Tashchis? Is that a concern? And
some people
put bread and fruit. Yeah, 100%, right? People hang all sorts of things in the pasta. Usually after 8 days, most of us won't need them, right? So 100%. And the shaitis actually could be really divided into two groups, because the issue about whether one is allowed to use a food item for drawing, for a still life picture, and the other shaila about using pasta for a grid, actually quite different shailas, and the reason is as follows. In the case of the picture, so there's no alternative you could use. The whole point is the person wants to draw this particular food. They want to draw this item. They're not planning to draw a picture of a car or a house. They want to draw the picture in particular of the food, and therefore there's no alternative they could use instead of the food items. That's one shaila. The question of the Gregor, in a sense, is more difficult, because with the Gregor, a person probably could find an alternative. You're using pasta presumably because it's the easiest and cheapest to get hold of. You could use seashells or ball bearings or 5p coins, but that wouldn't be necessarily as convenient or as cheap. So, in a sense, the two questions are a bit different. One is about the case of using a food item when you have no alternative, because you want to draw that particular thing. And the other one is where you're using it because it's the cheapest alternative. And that's how we could divide the shaylas. Now, there's no direct shulchan aruch on this. The shulchan aruch, surprisingly, the Achron discuss why it's not mentioned, but it's not. There's no shulchan aruch directly on Baal Tashchis. So we have to look at the sources and try and see where it takes us. So obviously our journey begins in Parsha Shoftim, a familiar pasuk about the Jewish nation who are besieging a town. Kisot sur el ir yomim rabim, and a city is besieged for many days. Lehilochim oleho letofso, to fight against it, to conquer it. Lesashkes es eitzo, you're not allowed to cut down the tree. Lindoech olav garzen, to raise a axe above it. Kimenu soicha, because from this tree you eat. And you may not chop it down. Because a man is, Rashi learned this, a rhetorical question, is the man the tree of the field? That the man is going to fight, the tree is not going to fight against you like the man will, and therefore you can't cut down a tree. That's the pasuk in Shoftim. Just the end of the section, only a tree that you know, that it is not a fruit tree. Also, sashkes, that you may cut down, you may destroy a b'chorot and chop it down. Or onitsa motzar, and you can then build the siege, or the ramparts, al ho'ir, against the city, ashahi, oisa imcho milchoma, that is making battle with you, adridasa, until it is quashed and conquered. So, it seems from the pasuk, therefore, that we can't cut down a fruit tree, and immediately it's worth seeing the Rambam, because it's quite clear that it's not only fruit trees. It says the Rambam that from fruit trees we learn to everything else, that any person, actually the Rambam says Malach in Perek Vav, we learn that any situation where one wastes something, V'leho Ilonis Bilvad, says the Rambam, not trees alone, El Kolem Shaber Kedem, anyone who breaks a vessel, the Kareah Begodim, or tears clothes, the Horis Binyan, or destroys a building, the Sosem Mayon, or blocks off a spring of water, or Mabid Macholos, or wastes food, Derech Hashchosa, in a destructive fashion, Oiva Beloi Sashkes, has infringed the Issa of Baal Tashkes, and therefore we see straight away that it's not just fruit trees, but of course we can learn out from the halachos of fruit trees, all the halachos we need to know about Baal Tashkes generally. So if the halachos of fruit trees apply to has not wasted fruit tree, then we can extrapolate from that as to how we should treat all food items, and indeed any items of clothing or containers or vessels or place, whatever it might be. So just again, the pasuk therefore seems to say that you can't cut down a fruit tree at all under any circumstances. However, the Gemara and Baba Kama, commenting on the Pasuk, Gemara Tzadi Alavan Beis and Baba Kama, seems to tell us that it's actually not so straightforward at all. Quoting the Pasuk, says the Gemara Baba Kama, Rak Eitz Asher Teda, only a tree that you know, Ze Ilan Ma'achol, Ki Lo Eitz Ma'achol Hu, Ze Ilan Srak. That is a non-fruit bearing tree. So explains Rashi that the Gemara is learning the Pasuk in the sense that the Pasuk has a few extra words in it. It didn't need to say this whole thing, Rak Eitz Asher Teda, Ki Lo Eitz Ma'achol. It simply said, Rak Eitz Asher Lo Ma'achol, anything which is not a fruit. What is Asher Teda that you know? So says the Gemara, there's actually telling about two types, two forms of tree. Ilan Ma'achol, you are allowed to chop down to build to make a siege against a city, and also an ilan srak, and also a non-fruit bearing tree. Ask the Gemara the obvious question: if you are indeed allowed to cut down both a fruit tree and a non-fruit tree, the chimacha shesofne l'rabba is called davar. If in the end we're going to include all trees, you can cut down any tree if you need it for the siege, you need to build the ramparts or a battering ram, whatever it might be, you can use any tree either way. So why does the apostle tell you that you have to use that you can't use a fruit tree? What does it come to teach you? Kilo eitz ma'achol, that it's not a fruit tree. So the Gemara, it's just a matter of preference. Lahaktim srak lemachol. It's to tell you that an ilan srak is a non-fruit tree. It's to tell you which one comes first. You have a choice. If you have two trees, you have a cedar tree and an apple tree, then you have to be maktim, you have to use the non-fruit tree first. That's if you have the choice. But of course, if you haven't got the choice, there's no alternative, there's only fruit trees, the city is surrounded by apple trees and nothing else, then you're allowed to cut down the apple tree, and therefore it's not a matter of never being allowed to cut down a fruit tree, it's a matter of giving preference to the fruit tree, to leave it standing if you have a choice. If you haven't got a choice, then you're allowed to cut it down. So
the siege is simply inside the city or outside the city?
They're around the city on the outside, and you're
trying... The attack is allowed to use it.
Yeah, the attack is allowed to use
it. From the defenders.
There's a smug about whether you can chop it down because it's a place for people to hide out and ambush, not so much using it as a battering ram. But that's already the pashtus is that it means the attackers are using it. So just as you mentioned, that's saving life. So it goes without saying, we're not talking about a situation where the only way to win the battle is to chop down the tree. It's understood, because if it was pekuach nefesh, literally, that the way you need to defeat the enemy is in order to, or indeed to defend yourself, is in order to chop it down, and then you're quite right, of course you'd be allowed to do it under any circumstances. Here it means it's going to make life easier for you. For whatever reason, if you make the battle quicker, you'll manage to conquer them in a more swift and speedy fashion. So that's a matter for your own benefit rather than for pekuach nefesh. So, that being the case, it does appear that we have a very neat proof that our shayla we had at the beginning, somebody who has a piece of artwork, they're drawing a still life of a particular piece of cake, and it's going more and more stale as we go along. So it seems over here we have a clear proof that you're allowed to use a food item for that purpose, because in that situation you have no alternative, because you want to draw that particular thing, just like in the case of the fruit tree.
You don't need to do it then.
No, so it's quite... I shouldn't say the word no alternative. It doesn't mean that person... has nothing, they can go and play football or go fly kites, for sure. But we're talking about the person who wants to use it for that particular purpose. They want to draw a picture. They haven't got any plans to draw a picture of a car or of a tree. They want to draw a picture of a cake. So that's their plan. If that's their plan, then there seems there's no alternative way of achieving that same ends you want to get to. So where you have no alternative other than using this particular food item to achieve the ends that you desire, then you see from here that you're allowed to use a fruit tree to attack the city. You can indeed cut down a fruit tree if you have no alternative. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. If you have no alternative, fruit tree can be used. Similarly, if you have no alternative, you can use a piece of cake to draw a picture of, or any other item which you have no alternative other than to use the food item. That's how the Gemara seems to be. There's another proof which we could deduce from the Gemara Shabbos. Gemara Shabbos was quoted outside. Gemara Shabbos, quite a well-known Gemara, it quotes... describes a situation of a number of Amoraim who took various items around their house and smashed them. And they smashed plates and they tore clothes. And the Gemara says, how can they do that? Surely it's an act of aggressive anger, and a person who is angry is like the stuff of a Zorah, a terrible thing. So Gemara says, no, they weren't doing it out of anger. They were doing it, and I quote, the Gemara says, Lemirma imsea inshe base. They were trying to generate fear or elements of authority in their house. They were doing so in a controlled fashion, not out of anger. They were doing so in order to display that they're in charge, and obviously it's not sort of, please don't do this at home, because it goes without saying that these people are very high level, and the intention has to be very pure. It's quite hard to attain that level where one can bring something purely in a controlled fashion in order to demonstrate that there's a certain level of authority in the house. But that's why they did it. They did it in order to generate fear in their households. And the Achronim all say, well, one said, what about Baltashkas? The breaking plates, the tearing clothes, the smashing things. What about Baltashkas, the wasting things? So from here, the Achronim say, so you see, once again, that if you have a particular purpose in mind, if you're using it for a desired purpose, then even though you're not using it for its classic purpose, the plate, normally use a plate for eating from, normally use the clothes for wearing, but if you want to tear the clothes or break the plates in order to demonstrate authority and to create the right sort of fear in that he wants in the household, then you can do so. And so mitzvah is another purpose. I don't think we're going to get into today. It's a whole different category about mitzvah purposes, and for sure. But one way or the other, we see that when you have a desired purpose in mind and you have no alternative, because of course there was no alternative. You can't say they should break something out. They're throwing down a plate because they want to demonstrate, create fear. You throw down a bouncy ball, it doesn't achieve the same purpose. So clearly, the purpose desired is to use the plate to break it, and they have no alternative. You're allowed to do so. So we've seen two apparent proofs that if you have a purpose in mind and you haven't got anything else you could use, then you're allowed to break a item or waste a food item, in inverted commas, for your purpose in mind. Now, it would appear that halacha follows this, because these are the main ways of learning those two Gemaras, Gemara in Shabbos and Gemara in Bava Kamma. However, the Rambam is very notable. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, he talks about the rules of Baal Tashchis. So he tells us that you may not chop a tree down for a battle. He tells us also, and we mentioned it earlier on, you can't break vessels, or you can't tear clothes, because it's Baal Tashchis. And he doesn't give any exceptions. Very, very noticeable that the Rambam doesn't tell us you're allowed to break a plate in order to generate fear. It doesn't tell you you're allowed to cut down a fruit tree if you haven't got anything else to use for the battle. Strange omission from the Rambam. And it's quite clear, and the Achronim comment on this, and they say that it's clear that the Rambam holds that if you're in a battle situation and you only have fruit trees around the city and you need to use them, you can't. Simple. The Rambam learns the Gemara differently. Like a mission goes into how the Rambam learns the Gemara Baba Kama, which obviously is the question which is boiling. But one or the other, the Rambam does not have any exceptions for using fruit trees for anything other than their main purpose. Any diversion from their main purpose for fruit trees is not allowed under any circumstances. Similarly, he doesn't say that you can break vessels if you need to generate fear in the house. It doesn't give any exceptions. A plate is a plate, can be used for no other purpose. And therefore, although the main bulk of Rishonim seems to say that we can use a food item or break a plate if you have a desired purpose in mind, it's worth noting that the Rambam doesn't allow that. And although it's probably not relevant to halacha, this particular halacha, about when you have no alternative, it's not. Sorry? Breaking a So we're not going to get that today, because the discussion. I mean, you can even talk about any item you use for a mitzvah purpose is inevitably going to be, if you're wasting it for a mitzvah. So that's a different topic entirely. It's Mishnah Merach in mitzvah, or achieving a certain spiritual end, we should say. And interestingly, I'm not going to say, just very briefly, that they say that the reason why many lulavim are taken from Egypt rather than from Eretz Israel is because most of the people who grow dates in Israel would rather grow dates. Apparently there's more money in the year-round date market than there is in the localized, you'd be surprised, price of lulavim, but the market for lulavim is not as beneficial as the market for dates. And apparently, if a tree is used for gleaning you take the lulavim off, it damages the dates yield. The produce is very low for dates. So therefore, the Israeli producers in Shechem, they have Ir HaTzmarim, lots of dates over there, but they prefer not to use it for lulavim. But that's all. But the mitzvah purpose of using something for a mitzvah is a different topic. I don't think I'm going to be able to get it today. So just coming back, just to recap, therefore, we have the basic Gemaras which seem to say that if you want to use a fruit tree and you have no choice, you may do so. You want to break a keli and you have no other choice other than to break it for your purpose, you may do so. We have the Rambam who says you can't. And although that Rambam is not halacha, because most of the Rishonim seem to say you can use something if you have no alternative, it's going to be extremely relevant to the next Shaila, because we haven't really touched upon the Gregor Shaila. The Gregor Shaila we asked at the beginning, can you take some pasta and put it inside a plastic cup and you make a Gregor for a child out of it, and the pasta probably won't be used for food anymore, but it's going to be used for a non-food purpose. And we said that Shaila was slightly different to the Shaila of somebody who wants to use a food item for sketching a picture of, because here you could use something else. You could go and buy some ball bearings or use seashells, and it's not going to be very convenient. The reason why in schools they'd make a Gregor out of pasta is because it's just easier and cheaper. Got a pound for a packet, enough for a whole class, and you've now got Gregors to everybody. So it's cheaper, but doesn't mean there's no alternative. So far we haven't got any proof about that. We don't know what will be the halacha if you have an alternative, but the alternative is more expensive. So let's now look on in the Gemara, see if we can find another proof in that field. So we really need to continue with the Gemara. Gemara in Baba Kama continues, and it says as follows. After mentioning the fruit tree and the non-fruit tree, the Gemara says as follows, says, Yochol, you might have thought, afilu mu'ula b'domim, even if the fruit tree is more valuable, explains the Rashi, what does it mean is more valuable? Lekora, for beams, yosim miperos, the wood is a very valuable wood, expensive wood, and the wood of the tree is worth more than the fruit the tree is going to produce. Says the Gemara, you would have thought then also you may not cut down a fruit tree. Says the Gemara, no, Talmud Lomi comes to teach you the word rak in the Pasuk in Shoftim, it's an exception, Achim v'Rachim are exceptions. In other words, bottom line, if the fruit tree has a wood which is more expensive than the fruit it can produce, walnut tree for example, I think walnut wood is very desirable, expensive woods, and it could well be that the nuts that are produced are not as worthwhile as the financially as the wood is, and hence the Gemara says that you are allowed to chop down the tree if your financial gain from the woods is going to be greater than your gain from the fruit. So it would appear from here that you might say, whenever it makes more financial sense, whenever it's better value, it's better to use pasta because it's cheaper than filling the Gregor with 5p coins, then it's clear from the Gemara that you're allowed to take alternative choice and use the item for non-food purpose. However, that is clearly not a proper reading of the Gemara, because if you think for a moment, when the Gemara tells us that the fruit tree is more valuable for wood, for timber, than for fruits, effectively what we're saying is we're not dealing with a fruit tree. In concept, in halacha, we're not dealing anymore with a fruit tree. A tree which the wood of the tree is better off being used for wood rather than keeping the tree for fruits is not a fruit tree. We call it a timber tree. It's a tree whose main function is for timber, not for fruits. It's not for fruits. So it's true if you find an item where its main function has deviated from the classic function because it's more valuable for timber, that's all well and good. There's a case of Taz brings an example where they had certain goats that they had in the Golil, and these goats were very large and they were desirable for their skin. Goat skin was very useful. The only problem was that the people who wanted to use it for goat skin were, they said, after it's been shechted, maybe because the blood gone all over the skin, I don't know what it is, after it's shechted, they don't want to use it anymore. So the Taz said you're allowed to kill it, moichrin, you're allowed to kill it without shechita, because to do so will produce you a greater financial gain because the skin is more valuable than the meat, and even though you're not going to use it for food, you're allowed to do so. But once again, over there, if you think about it, that's goat. Those goats which have a very valuable skin, and their skin is more of an asset than the meat. So it's not really a food item. It's a clothes item. It's a leather jacket. It's not a food item. So too a tree. If a tree is more valuable for timber, then it really means that it's not a fruit tree at all in concept. And therefore, if we want to try and apply that to our case of the pasta, we can't. The case of the pasta, it's not a matter, the pasta is food. Pasta is food, no question about it. If you want to use it, because it's better for you, because it's going to save you a few pounds, instead of buying something more expensive to fill up the Gregor with, that's one question. You can't prove it from our Gemara over here, because our Gemara is talking about a situation where the fruit tree, effectively, is not a fruit tree. It's a timber tree. And a timber tree you can cut down because it's more valuable for the timber. But a situation where a food item is genuinely a food item, if you haven't got a proof from here, you're allowed to deviate its purpose and use it for a non-food purpose. So, I mean, the biggest proof that that's the case, that this is Pshat and Gemara, is that the Rambam himself, the Rambam who we mentioned earlier on, and although we said it wasn't for halacha, but is relevant now, the Rambam we mentioned earlier on said you can't use a fruit tree full stop. You can't use a fruit tree, even if you haven't got anything else, even if you can't find a battering ram out of cedar wood, you can't use a fruit tree. And nevertheless, says the Rambam, after telling you the loba motza bilvad, not only in a siege situation can't use it, ela chol mokum, any situation where kolakutis ilon, you cut down a tree, ma'achol, derech hashkosol, you get malchus for doing so. Avol, he says, skip a few lines, umvnei shadon domov yukorim, if the fruit tree is valuable, you can cut it down. Now, if the Rambam himself doesn't allow you to cut down a fruit tree for any other purpose, and he said you can cut it down because it's valuable, it's clear that we're not saying that the valuable fruit tree can be cut down because it's better off for your pocket, because you make more money, because you'll save money by the alternative being more expensive. You only see that a tree which is valuable for timber is not called a fruit tree, it's called a timber tree, and therefore you can cut it down. So the proof still eludes us as to the situation of the Gregor. Can we find a proof to that situation that a person cut down a tree? Sorry, the person can use the pasta for a Grego just because it's cheaper for you and you'll save money by avoiding the alternative which is more expensive. So we'll look at the Gemara, and hopefully the Gemara seems to bring a proof from the story. The Gemara has a story about Shmuel. The following story, fascinating episode of Shmuel, Isilei Arisei. Shmuel's, his worker, brought him Tamri. He brought some dates. Shmuel had a worker in his field. The worker brought some dates to Shmuel, and Shmuel tasted them. Toim behu tam was a chamra. So they taste like, there's like wine. Strange. Dates taste like wine. Omele maihai. He said, what's going on? He said, well, said the worker, Omele beni gufni kaima. I'll tell you why. Because the date palms are growing amongst the vines. They're climbers. It's not a question, but they're growing amongst the vines. And that's why the dates taste a bit winey. They have a sugar from those dates because they're growing amongst the vines. Omer, he said to him, Makrshe b'chamra kula hai. He said, are they really damaging the grapes, the vines, so much that the roots are so interwoven that the taste of one is mixing with the other? The mocha, Isilei mikurayu. And the next day, the worker brought him the roots of the tree. So, what did the worker do? The worker uprooted the date palms. He cut them down because they were damaging and destroying the vine. They were destroying the ruining the grapes. Tosa says the grapes are more expensive. Usually, the grape, the cost of wine is usually more financially, it makes more sense than the dates. So, says the Gemara, Shmuel's worker was instructed by Shmuel to uproot the date palms in order to allow the vine to grow better. So once again, it does seem that you, when you have a choice, you have competing interests, you have two different choices. You either got to have the date palms or have the vine. Then you're allowed to keep the one which makes more financial sense. You're allowed to have the one which makes more sense financially because the vines are more expensive and worth more. And you can uproot the dates. So it would appear, once again, we've got a proof, it would have seemed, we've got a proof in a situation where you've got to take the choice. Do you use pasta or do you use 5p coins for the Gregor? So you've got a choice and you can take the cheaper option because that will help you out. Now, once again, someone's shaking the head of it, and the truth is it's not a riot. Think about it for a moment, because over there too, it's not going to help us in our situation. Careful analysis of the Gemara. Think about the Gemara carefully. In that situation over there, inevitably, one of the trees is going to be damaged. One of the trees is going to go. The vines are being destroyed, being eaten up by the date palms. The date palms are damaging the vines underground, and so much so that you can taste the taste of the wine in the dates. So, inevitably, one of the trees, either the dates or the vines, is going to be destroyed, going to be wasted. So, the Gemara is telling you that you have an allowance to interfere and to choose to take the one which gives you a greater financial yield. You can take the vine, in other words, you can uproot the dates, the date palms, because the vines are more expensive, they make more sense to you financially. If you wouldn't do that, what would happen? Then the dates would overcome the vine, and then the vine would be destroyed and wasted. So there's a situation where inevitably one of the two types of tree are going to be wasted, even without you getting involved. Even if you're Sheba Al-Tasi, you stand back, you do nothing, you're still going to have a tree being destroyed and wasted. So that's one situation. Then maybe you'll have to choose which one makes more financial sense to you. But for you to go ahead and say, well, I'm going to save a bob or two, and I want to use pasta because it's cheaper than using ball bearings or 5p coins, not a proof, because there, the pasta wasn't going to be wasted inevitably. So when you have the choice between two things, and one's going to be wasted, and inevitably you're going to lose out on one of the trees, that's all well and good. However, you may not do so at least we haven't got a proof from our Gemara. If you're going to make a choice just to save yourself a bit of money, it doesn't necessarily mean you can waste food, because you'll save some money because alternatives are more expensive. So we're still floundering somewhat for the proof. Oh, very good. So the Rosh, the point discussed over here is really going to be maybe the clincher, because although as of yet we haven't got any proof directly to a situation, just to recap, we have a situation here where a person wants to use a food item, and he wants to do so because it's cheaper than using the alternative option. We want to use pasta for a Gregor because it's the cheapest option. So far we're floundering, we haven't got a proof yet, but there is, on the lines of what you're mentioning, there is a Rosh. The Rosh in Obakama over there on the Sugya says that he says, if you see you're allowed to uproot fruit trees, a date palm for a vine, because it makes more sense for you. So says the Rosh, the nearer the Hu Adin, quoting accurately, Hu Adin, if you need it for the Mokum, if you need the fruit tree removed because you want to build an extension, a great big tree growing in your garden, and you want to cut it down because it's in the way, you want to build something else instead. Says the Rosh, you're allowed to do so. Taz and Yeridea, Kufiyat Zion, Paskins like the Rosh. And he says you're allowed to do so. Stechemer goes to town, but whether you should do it yourself, he asks a goy to do it. Maybe different. They're quite well in the story about how one of the Tanoim said that his Rechnino says, Leshokir Shifchas Buri, my son's shifchas only died because I cut down a fruit tree at the wrong time. Cuts Tanesa below Zimno. So it should be taken with seriousness, cutting down fruit trees. But when it's allowed, it's allowed. And some say it should be done by a goy. But one way or the other, it seems in the halacha you're allowed to cut down a fruit tree if the fruit tree is in the way. If it's in the way and you want to build something in its place, you're allowed to do it. Now, there's a situation where it's not a matter of competing trees, which one is going to survive. Will it be the date palm, or will it be the vine? There you've got one fruit tree, and it's you who wants to save some money because you want to build an extension rather than moving your house somewhere else, costing even more money. So you want to build an extension, and apparently, according to the Rosh, you see from our Gemara, you have to cut down a fruit tree to do so. So it seems the Rosh did understand in our Gemara that it's a matter when you have competing interests, and the relative economic value of one is greater than the other, then you're allowed to take the choice, you're allowed to use an item which is going to save you some money, even if it involves destroying a fruit tree. And that being the case, according to the Rosh, therefore, we would be allowed to use a food item if the food item will save you money. It is apparent that it's not so obvious. Not all the Rishonim say like the Rosh. And therefore, whilst it can be said in summary, therefore, going back to our two shilas at the beginning, we had a situation where a person wants to draw a picture of a food item, and we said that a food item, if you want to draw a picture of it, effectively, there's no alternative, because you want to draw that item, you don't want to draw anything else, you're not planning to draw a picture of a Lego, you want to draw a picture of the cake. So can you let it sit on the table and go more and more stale? So that we said, it certainly you can do. Everyone said you can do that besides the Rambam. The Rambam says you can't divert the purpose of food to any other purpose, but besides the Rambam, all the Rishonim learn from the Gemara in Baba Kama and from the Gemara in Shabbos about breaking plates and things, that you're allowed to do so if you have a purpose, you see you're allowed to do that. The second Shiloh, where you want to use a food item, not because there's no alternative, because there's a cheaper alternative, you want to save money by using pasta for a Gregor. So we said that all the proofs from the Gemara, the various situations of a valuable timber tree, or a case where the competing interests between a fruit tree of the date variety and the fruit tree of the wine variety, those are no proofs, because those are particular cases. Whereas we did say that from the Rosh, where the Rosh allows you to chop down a tree to allow space for a building, you see from there that indeed you are allowed to save money by using food, or wasting food if you want to put it that way, because you're using it to save it money, and that's not called Bartashkis. And there's a lot more to say on this topic about when you are that kind of pruning fruit trees, but I can't. How are you? Okay.